It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Thank you much. Good afternoon, everybody. We welcome you to this edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Good time now to check in with somebody we haven't talked with in a little bit, and that is Marshall County Public Health Nurse Pat Thompson. And Pat, I'm sure you're not busy with anything these days, right? Nothing much going on, nothing to do with COVID, nothing to do with the weather.
Okay. If you believe that, yes.
I don't believe that. That's very, very, very tongue-in-cheek. Hey, it's always good to visit with you. And we're going to talk about both of those things today, and one of them is the weather, because we're starting to really heat up here a little bit, and folks need to be reminded about what they need to do in order to not get overwhelmed by this July heat wave.
Yes, that is so true. You know, we've had heat already this year, and we didn't expect it that early, and it certainly, with our drought conditions that we're in, it affects that. So here we are again, looking at a really hot weekend coming up, and so I would call this extreme heat. And this is the time of year, or the time of, during this extreme heat, we really need to be thinking how we can take good care of ourselves, good care of our neighbors, and good care of our pets and families. So this is when I remind you that actually high temperatures do kill people. It does happen every year. And they're preventable. That's preventable. So what we need to do is to stay cool. We need to remain hydrated, and we need to keep informed about what's going on with the weather. One thing is, with the high humidity, you know, our sweat doesn't evaporate off our body as quickly as we need to, so we get uncomfortable, and it keeps our body from releasing our heat as fast as it should or could. And there's factors that affect that include our age, obesity, fever, dehydration, heart disease, mental illness, poor circulation, sunburn, and some prescription drugs and alcohol. So there's things that those can play a role in how we handle heat. And as we get older, we just don't have the sensation that we're as hot. I remember my dear sweet grandmother who would be just dressed like you would not believe, with high temperatures in her little assisted living apartment. And the rest of us thought we could not live through it, but she was complaining about being cold even. So, you know, it's just that sensation, yes, that sensation of being not able to regulate the heat as well, so we don't always have the sensations that we need. So one thing that we really need to do is really stay in air conditioning as much as we can, and we know not everybody has that capability. Not everybody has air conditioning. Not everybody can stay home in the air conditioning during the heat of the day because people are out working, and we appreciate the work you do out there, believe me. It would be hard for me. So what we encourage people to do is, when you can get into air conditioning, please do, okay? Mm-hmm. We know that if you don't have any own home, that you look for places that are air conditioned, that are public. One place is our lovely library here in Marshall County, or Marshall Town, Marshall County too, and all of our little our little towns around us. You know, when I think of LeGrand and State Center and Melbourne and places that have libraries, are always welcoming, and they have air conditioning there. So that's a place to go cool off. And also, when you're in your car, have your air conditioning on there rather than if you can, you know, if you have that capability. So and another thing, if you do have to be out in the heat, this is when you would wear the light-colored clothing, loose, not heavy. Also light fabrics that you can at least get a little bit of air through them. Does that make sense? And also try not to be outside working in the middle of the day when the heat is the highest, when it's, you know, the hottest part of the day. And actually mowing can wait, as we know nowadays, and you can do it. You know, grass grows, but it will be there in a day or two when things may be a little bit cooler. So I invite you to look ahead and see what can I do to prevent being outside as much as I want to be.
Did you hear that? Pat said we don't have to worry about the yard right now, did you?
That's right. You just let it go, because the weeds are growing anyway, and what we're mainly knocking down are the weeds, as we know. The other thing we need to do is drink plenty of fluids, even when you don't feel thirsty, because we don't always have that drive. And so make sure you're having fluids before you need them, okay? Just kind of plan that into your schedule to drink a glass of water routinely so that you make sure you have plenty of liquids. Avoid alcohol. For one thing, among all the other things, alcohol kind of numbs our common sense. It can. So, you know, we have to make sure that we don't use alcohol as all of our beverages. Take cool showers and baths to cool down if you need to. And here's another thing I'd like people to do is actually check on your friends or neighbors and see how they're doing. We just really need to pay attention to the people around us. And I always say this, we have our lovely postal workers that are by our houses every day except Sunday, which is a wonderful benefit, believe me. And they do see things, and they do notice things, but we also need to help them out by paying attention ourselves. Think of the work that they do.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Go right ahead.
Okay. No, I want to make sure, too, I don't want to forget about pets and kids and cars.
Exactly.
And oh my gosh, yes, it just over this last weekend there were pets left in some cars, not in Marshalltown, that were reported in Marshalltown, and that is just plain dangerous. And actually, pets do die from overheating in cars pretty quickly. So this is your job to help take care of them as part of your family.
Yeah, I've never quite understood that, but I guess I'm either not smart enough or I'm too smart. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, you know, I know people love their pets. They love their fur babies. They want them with them all the time. But when it gets this hot, you don't even want to let them in a car by themselves with the windows rolled up and the AC off for even a minute.
Right, right. It's just not a wise idea. And one thing about it is our pets, you know, they're not the boss. They love going
to ride. You haven't been to my house.
There'll be another day. But you know what I mean. And so we just have to pay attention to that. And then I want to talk about children in the car. You know, you kind of have to, I always say the words, pat-proof it. You know, put your purse or something that you would never leave your car without ever, even though you'd never leave your child. But where our brains get working, I drive to work and I take the same path when I didn't even plan on going to work. Right? We do that. And so this is that way we get to moving on with our thinking. And this is when we have to stop, pay attention, put something like put your purse or even your billfold, take it out of your pocket or your glasses in the back seat with the child, because then you would grab them for sure. You know, it's just, we just need to pat proof it so it doesn't happen. It just can't happen.
Can you say common sense? I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
I know, but we all get distracted. We don't like that, but we do. We do, and it's just I have to. Where am I going today? Where am I going right now? You know, so I actually go there sometimes.
Visiting with Marshall County Public Health Nurse Pat Thompson. Is COVID coming back? I mean, there's a wide open thing. We've heard stories about, you know, hospitalizations increasing in the state. We've heard all the talk about the Delta variant and everything. What are we seeing here in Central Iowa?
Well, one thing, COVID never left. Okay.
True.
That's right. COVID never left. We're still dealing with it. I know that we ain't done yet. Is the way I think about it, and we need lots more people to be vaccinated in order to get past this. I just have to say that. We appreciate when people do get a vaccination. The Delta variant is everywhere. You know, it's not reported to me who has the Delta variant. Because one thing, they don't really test it and let people know that, you know, at this point. But anyway, it's all a science thing. But anyway, it's there. When you have your vaccine and you've completed your vaccine series and you've gone your 2 weeks after your last vaccination, so you're considered complete, you have less chance of hospitalization and getting really sick. And that's very important. So my epi guy at the state says, you know, they consider actually that the vaccine is effective and nothing's 100%. So if you would get COVID and you knew about it, you know, you must be sick enough to find out if you do know you have that, then you could have been sicker before. It's kind of like it was described as your shingles vaccine. It may not prevent you from getting shingles, but you won't have the side effects of the nerves being affected for a long time with pain. That cuts that way down. So it's a protected no matter what. And it's recommended. You don't have to get the vaccine. We know that. But sure would like it if you did, I'm telling you, because that's going to help all of us. So, anyway.
You know, there's talk again about, especially for the younger children, elementary school and others, to start encouraging more mask wearing. I'm guessing you would agree with that.
I would. In fact, I kind of struggled a teeny bit with that myself. I was 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, I thought, oh, this is so good. And I'm not wearing a mask yet. But when I look even more toward fall, when we're looking at being closer together, how am I going to keep myself as healthy as I was last year, actually?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have a cold. I didn't have bronchitis. I didn't have pneumonias, all those types of things, flu. I was wearing a mask, and it did make a difference on sharing those viruses.
Do you think we're going to become a society like some other countries, where it's not unusual, especially during fall and winter and all that, to see folks wearing masks?
Well, that may happen because that's personal preference and taking care of yourself, how you choose to take care of yourself. And maybe after if we find out, geez, I wish I'd had a mask on so I wouldn't have gotten that, we might decide to. I mean, it might take a little experimentation to find out that, hey, that was where I want to go, mm-hmm. you know. So we don't enjoy them. I don't want to wear one any more than anybody else. You know, I can't wear the makeup, you know, and all that good stuff. But, and you can't see smiles, which I do miss and I enjoy. There's times when I think, well, you know what, I'm happy being healthy. How's that? And also, at this point, our children are not vaccinated yet. And so when we look at our numbers,
especially the elementary and maybe even into the middle school.
Exactly.
Not eligible,
so we need to. Yeah, exactly. And then we have a ways to go on our kids, but I know that our health care providers, primary health care, McFarland, UniPoint Health Marshalltown, and our pharmacies are vaccinating all the time. Wish they had bigger numbers, but every day they're giving COVID vaccine, and that's a very good sign. So we're working toward getting our adolescents vaccinated and helping them to stay healthier is what we want. You know, it's all about health is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
That they are doing their best, and we just, you know, we want people to come to us because we have it available. I do have Johnson & Johnson in public health, so if someone's looking for that, don't hesitate to call me. All three vaccines are in Marshall County.
Boy, we covered a lot of ground here in just a few minutes. You know that? So everyone, be safe in the heat, be wise, use common sense, keep hydrated, don't lock pets or anybody else in the car, and if you haven't been vaccinated, consider it, and if you got any questions, talk to your doctor.
Yes, that's the best way, and if you think you have COVID, call your healthcare provider. That is a very good idea.
Pat Thompson, always a pleasure to visit with you. We will visit again. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you, and enjoy the rest of our July.
Absolutely. You too. Pat Thompson, Marshall County Public Health Nurse, our guest on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.